We're going to begin by heading down to Akron and being joined by Zips head coach Terry Bowden. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And tough Saturday afternoon in Buffalo with that 24-6 loss to the Bulls. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, gosh, I mean, we lost a good football team. I mean, Buffalo is really a very good football team right now. Their quarterback is a difference maker. We couldn't stop him on third downs, and when he broke contain, we had a chance to go ahead of them in the third quarter. We had a big play callback that went down to the 2-yard line, and it was called back with a penalty that would have put us ahead. And from that point, maybe things had been different, but they played better. They're a very good football team, and we've got to regroup and rebuild and go from here.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Bowden throughout this throughout today's conference call. You mentioned it, obviously a good football team in Buffalo, but it was one of those games where in the first half, again, it's a 10-6 game at the half. You head to the locker room, and there were opportunities in that first half that, converting field goals instead of perhaps putting touchdowns
right
on the board. But in that first half, what was close, and where did your Zips kind of fall short in that regard?
Well, I mean, you make a good point. We've got to get to the red zone and score touchdowns. We're getting field goals this year, and we've got to finish our drives. We've been in some tough ball games, and we've been in the third quarter, and we've been ahead. We've been tied. We've been close. And in the second half, the other team's pulled away because we haven't been able to put points on the board. Every time you get down there in the red zone, you've got to get touchdowns as often as you can. So we've got to find a way. We've got to look and see what we're doing and see if we can get some more productivity of our offense. Defensively, we hung on, but eventually the other team pulled away. So we've played some good football teams, and we've lost some tough football games, but there's a lot of season left to play.
Looking ahead to this week, obviously a very important game for your program and your community with the Kent State week. When you look at film of the Golden Flashes, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, gosh, I mean, Kent State is our rivalry. It's across the street rivalry. It's everybody lives in the same town almost, and we're on top of each other. And so we tend to think about this game most of the year as we have our conversations. So it is one we've got to take seriously. We've been fortunate enough to win it the last 3 years, but they've got a new excitement over there. They didn't have a great game last weekend, as we did not either. And so this one becomes even more important because this is the kind of game that can make your season and make conversation around town so much better. So, you know, we just got to have a great week of practice and get ready to go.
Do you sense a motivation and an excitement within your football team in anticipation of Saturday?
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. We started out the season with a big win over Northwestern, played very, very well against Iowa State, who beaten Oklahoma State and West Virginia the last 2 weeks. Then we've lost to two conference teams that are pretty good. And so it's the right time to play Kent State. This is a game, I mean, obviously we need to win it, but it's the right time to play them, and it doesn't take much to get your kids motivated for a Kent State.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Bowden.
Our next question comes from Evan Meyer with the MAC Reporter Online.
Coach, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Can you talk about your first visions of Coach Lewis and that offense that they run now? They're totally different than they were the last couple of seasons at KSU, but you've seen this offense before. How can you try and slow them down, for a better word?
Well, it's tough. I mean, obviously this is a lot like Bowling Green a few years ago when they were so prolific. The biggest thing is I'm sure Coach Lewis has to get his players in place. But when they're on, they're on. They're hard to stop. You've got to make sure that you don't let them control tempo and control the tempo of the game. And that's what they're so good at doing. And so, again, he's building his program. Right now we got to put points on the board, and so it's a big game for both of us.
The offense has been, for better words, spotty the last 3 weeks. Yes, you faced three very good football teams. How do you try and jumpstart the offense, Terry?
Yeah, you know, we've got to go back and find it. We've got to get to be more productive. I just explosive plays, getting into the end zone, finishing drives. It's just one of those things where we've got to be more productive offensively. We lost a key offensive lineman, and we had to put some other people in there. But, you know, it's just a matter of execution. If we can just execute better, I think the biggest thing we've got to do is focus on what we do well, execute better to get our offense in the end zone.
In this type of situation, do you go back to fundamentals?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always you don't want to panic, you don't want to waffle, you don't want to change what you believe you can do, and just keep on going. I mean, that's the way. The MAC conference is such a tough conference. Everybody is so equal that you can't lose sight of your goals. And so we'll just keep on going, keep on focusing on what we try to do well, try to get better at what we do.
Thank you, Coach. See you tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you.
Well, Terry, we'll let you get back to preparation for Kent State. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday. We look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry, again, for Terry Bowden and his Akron Zips coming off a 24-6 loss at Buffalo. Again, in that contest, quarterback Cato Nelson, 12-29 passing for 115 yards, and Van Edwards led with 55 yards on 7 carries. For, again, Akron, they will be at Kent State this Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. On the game available on ESPN+.